You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
We're going to have discussions and hopefully something terrific can come out between the Palestinians and Israel. They've been working on that one a long time. It's been a long, long time, and maybe we can end that journey and start a much better journey, right? Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And that was President Trump yesterday meeting the Palestinian leader, Mahmoud Abbas. And joining us right now to discuss that is Adnan Mujallali. He is the executive chairman of MIG Holdings. He's a member of the World Economic Forum, and he lives in Ramallah, and he knows quite a bit about this. Adnan, welcome. Good morning to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. How are you?
Yes. Hi, Mary. Hi, Brian. Thank you for having me on the show.
So we wanted to talk to you about this. Now, you happen to know Abbas, correct?
Yes, indeed. Yes.
Fantastic. So do we have any idea of what was said in this meeting? Was it just a meet and greet? And do you happen to know what his hopes were to come out of this, what Abbas's hopes were to come out of this meeting with President Trump?
I don't really know or have any specifics, but what I do know that Mr. Abbas is really looking for the commitment of, Mr. Trump. I think the outcome he was happy about, I've seen the press conference, the reaction from Mr. Abbas and his team afterwards is very optimistic. They understand that the classical traditional approaches of negotiations, trying to achieve peace between the Israelis and the Palestinians on this conflict, which is the most potently resistant conflict, using again traditional classical approaches. They're hopeful. Mr. Trump, most people a while back did not believe he will be the president of the United States. Well, he is the president of the United States. He's not a typical classical politician. This conflict obviously needs a more innovative approaches. A deal has to be done. Will that be done? I can't tell you. But it looks like Mr. Trump is committed to concluding a deal. And if this conflict is viewed the way I think Mr. Trump is viewing it, and I think if Abbas comes to that understanding, if the Israelis
right.
are willing to work and collaborate or cooperate, then I think chief is peace is possible.
Well, I've been in this town about 30 years, and I've watched everybody from Reagan to the current president try to address this equation, try to find some solution, try to make the situation better between these two parties, and they seem to have always come up short. I mean, perhaps the closest we got was back during the Clinton years when he got very close to a deal, but Yasser Arafat just couldn't go for it. So what makes you think that this environment, this time, this president is any different?
Well, he is now, obviously, one thing Clinton did not do, to bring the Arabs on board. And I think Mr. Abbas did learn from that lesson. And he engaged the Jordanians, the Egyptians, and they have done a wonderful job with Mr. Trump. They are fully on board, and Mr. Abbas, you know, is in a much better position now to given the approach and the way Mr. Trump thinks about this. These two things coupled might make us closer to a deal. Of course, nobody knows. The keys are obviously in the hands of the Israelis.
Well, that's I know that's your perspective. But what kind of concessions would the Palestinians be willing to give, in your estimation?
I don't really know, but I think I don't really know for sure. But I think the Palestinians are to a point where they really want to have peace, and they really want to engage. And I think, despite Mr. Trump's innovative ways of doing deals and his optimism, eventually the Palestinians and the Israelis have to sit down and really conclude a deal that they both could live with.
Very, very quickly, why should the U.S. even be involved in this? I hear a lot of people say that this is none of our business. It's the other side of the world. Why is the U.S. involved in this?
Well, it is. We should be involved. We should really encourage, facilitate. The stability and having peace between the Israelis and the Palestinians is part of our national interest. It is in our best national interest to have stability in Palestine and Israel, and that really key in my view.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Well, we're going to have to leave it at that. Adnan Mazali, thank you so much for giving us your perspective on this. We appreciate it so much, and thank you for joining us. You have a fantastic day.
Well, thank you, Mary. I appreciate it.
That was Adnan Mazali. He's the executive chairman of MIG Holdings and member of the World Economic Forum.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.